You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble.
Mmm, piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Yes, it's Thursday and it's time for Cocktail Corner. Dan's here from The Bramble.
G'day.
In case someone is listening to Cocktail Corner for the very first time, tell us, where is your bar?
Oh, right. So I've got the Bramble and Onihanga. It's sitting up the top at 284 Onihanga Mall. Literally two Chinese takeaways. I've found the magic sort of spark.
What
there.
Is a Bramble?
A Bramble? It's a cocktail. So a chap called Dick Bradsell came up with it in the UK in the 80s, and it's kind of one of his two famous cocktails, and I thought I'd name it after it.
Will you be making a Bramble for one of these Cocktail Corners in the future?
Possibly. If I'm invited back, if I'm on good behaviour.
I would like to try. I would like to try a Bramble.
Right, you're around next week.
I should probably go to Bramble and have a Bramble though. That would be a bit more on brand, should we say?
Exactly.
Now, the Bramble just had your 10th birthday party last week.
Indeed.
How did that go?
It was kind of off the hook. It was a little bit insane in moments, but otherwise it was a damn fine evening.
Okay. That's
so they should be.
It was this time of year. It's that time of year, though.
Absolutely.
And it's a birthday party, 10 years old.
And Murray and 90 played a particularly good set.
All right. Yes. Sounds good. Now, what's on the cards tonight? What are you preparing for?
I see a Christmas pudding.
Indeed. I thought I'd take the sort of Christmas inspiration, and we'll head down the Christmas pudding sort of orientation. Cognac's going to fit in because, you know, you're going to chuck brandy over the top of a Christmas pudding.
What sort of cognac have we got tonight?
I'm running with a Pierre Ferrand. I'm still running with the 1840. I think this is a nice, versatile cognac, and over the last 3 weeks, I've used it in different styles. I'm kind of showing the abilities it has.
I've gone from having no cognac in my life to just having. I've gone right to the top.
Bathing in it.
Yeah.
I'm just actually feeling cognac. Like this cognac and Christmas pudding.
It's
sounds
fun to
like
say,
a match made in heaven.
Cognac. Absolutely.
Whoa.
It will be heaven.
Okay. Talk us through it. Right. How's this working? What sort of glass
are
we got?
Start chucking it together as I do it? Why not? All right. Okay. So.
Sort of bish bosh bash.
Indeed.
You know how it goes.
Oh, this actual Christmas pudding. Oh, John,
did mention.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm putting a tablespoon of...
How can we be sure that that's actually Christmas pudding, though?
The only way to truly test this would be the taste test.
Safety first.
Absolutely. My
John,
my
is the canary in the cave?
Welfare.
Oh, is it? What's it got in there?
It's got gumdrops in there. And stuff. All right. So on top of that tablespoon of Christmas pudding, I'm adding 30 mils of this... Pierre Ferrand cognac.
It is. It's Christmas pudding. Okay.
It's Christmas pudding.
A man of his word. All right. To that, I'm adding the most exciting product in the world, Advocat.
So I'm just remembering now that I don't really like Christmas pudding.
I don't like it, but that's a great tasting Christmas pudding. Now tell me what.
That's
what
yellow. That is super yellow.
This is probably something that's been sitting in your parents' cupboard since the 70s. So it's
Now I'm thinking all sorts of stuff.
Is it some cheese from an old fondue that they once made?
Or? Not quite. So Advocat's a Dutch liqueur where they put eggs in and spices and cognac. Quite
often. Sniff.
Have you made?
Oh, is it cognac in this?
Well, it's
cognac on cognac.
It's
are you even allowed to do that? Are you trying to kill us all?
I have not made this. I have purchased
it's
this.
It's so gangster. Cognac inside the cognac. Think about that, John.
Have a look.
It doesn't really smell a lot. It smells. It doesn't smell that great. I'll say that.
It comes off sort of custardy in a cocktail, which is kind of cool.
It needs more cognac.
Everything needs more cognac. It's the golden rule.
Cognac, I didn't realise cognac is kind of the new brandy when it comes to Christmas.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year when I make
it. It's kind of odourless. Strangely odourless.
You could always lick
the
edge of the bottle.
You had a good sniff. You were like, all right, I'm getting in here. I'm figuring this right out.
All right. So that product there you can get through Glengarry stores. And the other thing you can get through Glengarry is the next ingredient, which is a Pedro Ximénez sherry. So sherry is kind of like a port from Spain. But this stuff is going to like
John's pouring it in
intense.
John's pouring the Dutch stuff in a teaspoon like it's medicine, though. So it's like, ooh.
Well, it does cure all ails.
It's actually quite sweet. You can't smell that. Yeah,
that was not necessary, that last bit. I didn't need the aftertack in the mouth. What's the aftertack ratio?
That's good. Do you want to try?
No, I don't.
It's nice.
Look what it did to you. I don't want any.
You should try this one, actually. I love this stuff. The Pedro Ximénez is fantastic stuff. It's gold.
Oh, that looks like some pirate. We've got a pirate type bottle here. What's going on?
Even comes with a little padlock on the top just to make sure.
bold.
There's another plain clothes glass bottle with stuff in it coming out.
I've hauled out the cloudy apple juice. So cloudy apple juice is going in on top. I'll give you all the measurements at the end if you like, just to make this a bit easier.
Easy.
Cool. And then I'm going to add some cream.
No, you're tasting everything with a spoon and it's freaking everyone out. We used to just smell stuff, mate.
You used to just swig from the waffle.
Ooh, this is strong. What's this?
I told you it was bold.
Ooh.
It's the sherry.
Ooh, that is
it. It actually has kind of a...
That's a tough customer, that one. And it's got like a cork top as well. It's El Candado.
I don't know whether it's me staring at raisins in the Christmas pudding, but that sherry has got kind
Pedro
of a raisin.
Pedro Ximenez sherry.
Oh, yeah. It's like really, really rich raisin. It's like port on steroids, I always say.
It's the Spanish translation for the padlock.
Nice vigorous shake to get all the Christmas pudding smashed up.
Can we talk about how we're shaking this up? Have we mentioned? It's kind of in a Kathmandu, what would you call
George
it?
George Foreman.
Oh, my
bottle.
Oh, yo, George is in the house. Man, he's gotten across a few things since the grill, hasn't he?
Oh, he does.
Good on him.
He's a proud man. All right, so I'm gonna strain this twice. So I'm going to put it through a fine sieve just to get out those little bits of
Christmas pudding.
Indeed. And the other little ingredient I've got for the cocktail is the garnish.
Would this make a great ice cream, or am I just thinking stuff?
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. In a previous life form. So I took some raisins and I made a mixture of orange juice and cognac and sugar, and I put some cloves and some cinnamon, and then I've soaked raisins overnight enough and they've all gotten plump and taken these flavours on. So here we go.
I feel like this, maybe have a Christmas dinner of pheasant and then have this cocktail for dessert.
Oh, or have one of those things where it's like a bird inside 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 a bird.
What's that,
right up to ostrich. There's like a world record or something, and it's like cut down the middle, and it's horrific. Do not Google that.
Is that one in the middle? Isn't that endangered?
Do not Google that.
All right. So I reckon there's probably enough in those.
That looks absolutely fantastic.
Dan, can you talk us through the flavour notes that we might be expecting while we're enjoying
absolutely.
This cocktail?
So you're going to get, obviously, spices and the richness off the cognac. You're going to get creaminess. You're going to get those raisiny notes pulling it together.
Do I have to eat the raisins?
Oh, what I recommend is have a sip of this.
Yes.
And then once you've had a sip, eat one of the raisins and then have a sip again. That's quite cool what it does to it. So finally on top of that.
Oh, it's raining orange peel.
A little bit of orange zest. And if I hadn't have not bought my nutmeg and my shaker, I would be adding nutmeg also.
Oh, have we got any... Is anyone out in the BFM kitchen there? Have we got any nutmeg out there? Do we have a look? Be a little bit more Christmassy. Okay.
Expectations are running high.
Depends if the stereo's on loud enough.
To be honest, I think
is there any nutmeg in the kitchen, Pearl?
No, fuck no.
No, fuck no from Pearl. Okay.
In other words, yes. All right. Here we go, gentlemen. Get into it.
Okay. I'll pass this one carefully.
Once again, interactive. Sip and eat.
John, you gave me the smaller one. Just saying. I've gone straight in. It's cool. Well, the orange zest is more important than I thought.
Well, you'll get it on the nose and then not so much on the palate.
Yeah, it's just like it kind of opens the door up and then in slips the rest of the bizzo. That's trade talk, you guys might not know. Sam, I think you're allowed a sip of this, mate, before you get a mullet. To try this out, man, it's flash. It's in it like a crystal goblet scenario as well. It's very medieval.
Ooh, citrus on the nose.
Might play some Donovan after this, actually. This is a very Guinevere drink.
Oh, that's delightful.
Isn't it just?
Christmas in a glass.
Okay, so what? I have a little raisin and I go back.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
It's like a Christmas Malteser with alcohol.
Do we do the recap? Did everyone know what was...
Yep, okay, so I'll scoot into that. So it's a tablespoon of Christmas pudding, then 30 ml of the Pierre Ferrand 1840, then 15 ml of Advocat and 15 ml of Pedro Ximenez Sherry. Both those are available at Glengarry stores. 15 ml of...
AKA the padlock, by the way. That's
got the little padlock on it.
It's the padlock.
Make sure the kids don't get into it. 15 ml of cloudy apple juice, 15 ml of cream, shake and double strain. Double strain's putting it through a fine sieve afterwards.
Mm.
And on top of that, you're going to shave some nutmeg and some fresh orange rind. And if you can be bothered, soak some raisins and cognac and orange and yada yada.
And then just sort of add fireplace and rug to match.
Absolutely.
And have you got just a beer rug? Just to taste. Do I?
Beer.
I do actually really have a really nice rug. We've got a fireplace, doesn't work, but it's, you know, summertime. And,
do you have a Santa and Mrs. Santa Claus outfit to wear while you're beside the fire?
John, at the same time?
It's not quite 6 o'clock, mate.
Hey, but if people are too lazy to make this at home, they can come down to the Bramble.
Oh, absolutely.
You
we'll
make this one?
Yep, I've even chucked this on the list for a wee while because I'm
do you guys have a fireplace?
Oh, yeah, no.
Damn it.
But I could draw a fine picture of one.
Mm.
I've been practicing.
I quite like those screensavers. The vibe there.
But small on a phone, though.
Yeah. True.
Own personal one.
What a victory. Did it have a name? What do we call this again?
Oh, yes, I'm calling this Naughty or Nice.
Mm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, ties it all on.
It's definitely powerful. Like, you know there's power here.
Yeah.
It's a very adult. This is a very adult drink. I'm wearing a college shirt,
I think you have outdone yourself once more, and you can do a victory lap of BFM. And obviously, the cocktail's very strong.
Quality goes down from here.
Cool, man. Awesome. Hey, well, thanks, Sam. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely, with bells on. Done.
And head on down to the Bramble if you're keen.
Magic. Lovely to see you there.
And treat yourself. Get yourself some Pierre Ferrand cognac.
I reckon you said that pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and the Bramble.